It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show. Thank you.
Blue Moon Detective Agency, some low-down no-good Nick made off with your dough. We can't solve your case because we don't have a show. But hang in there, mister. It'll just be a bit when you won't have to deal with this rerun. Shh. What? My mouth. Oh, my goodness. Gotta go. It's you! You came back! Finally! Some of them said you might not want to, but I knew you'd come. You would not come. You could not come. And now you're here! Our audience! Hey, everybody, look! Our audience! Look! Look! Oh, this is great! This is the best! This is... Yay! Herbert! Guess who's here?
Who?
Guess.
Agnes, I'm about to checkmate myself. I don't have time for this kind of
Herbert,
nonsense.
You don't have to play with yourself anymore. They're here.
They who?
They, them.
Oh. Them.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
South swell. Not a cloud in the sky. Bikini weather, folks. We pack up a station wagon. We go to the beach. We surf.
Mr. Addison?
Don't argue with me, Agnes. It's about time you started working on an all-over tan.
That's nice, Mr. Addison. But I've got a feeling we have some work to do.
Did I hear you use the W word? Shame on you.
Look!
Yeah. Is that who I think it is?
Yeah. Ain't it bitchin'?
Well, I guess we're back in show business, aren't we? So, kids, are we ready to roll up our sleeves and make our dialogue dirty again?
Yes, sir.
And what are we waiting for?
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Fairbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
A message to my listening audience.
Yes?
Please, listeners, I have spent 10 days with my extended family.
Oh. Good for you.
Please, to all of you listening, make me whole again. Please.
Heal him.
Make me whole again.
Touch him.
Bring back what little confidence I had.
Make him well.
Please remind me that at least one thing in my life is going well.
Well.
Because I have been shattered again. I have been shattered.
Tattered.
After 10 days with the extended family, it's nothing they've really done. It's me. I know.
No, you see, that's them.
I know it's me.
That's them talking.
I know it's them talking. I'm just trying to make it all work out.
Look at you, tanned and refreshed.
I have this tan. I don't even have a proper tan.
If you keep
have a red stripe on my arm from where I went motorcycle riding yesterday for 6 hours to get them out of my brain.
If you keep that t-shirt sleeve where it's at, you have a lovely tan.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome.
Hi.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show for... What is the date, Buzz?
I'm going to say it's Monday, July 14th.
It's Monday,
agreed.
July 14th, 2008. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome to each and every one of you. Here are the phone numbers. I mean, our or our 877.
How's that?
365-3636. AOL Instant Messages at Mike O'WJFK. Send us an email, won't you, at O'Mara at WJFKFM.com.
Right, pretty.
And, of course, go to our fabulous website, MikeO'MaraShow.com, for all the goodies that you require, our podcasts, instant feedback, photos, and the Daily Buzz. So nice to be back. It really is.
It is.
You know, I love my family.
I know you
I want to say that. I think it's important to say that I will love my... First and foremost... I love my children.
Of course.
And for my darling daughters, Catherine and Elizabeth, I will say this, and I mean it, trouble-free.
That's great.
Not a minute.
Not many parents can say that.
Second, not, you know, Catherine's a teenager. She, mm-hmm. you know, she mm-hmm. rolls the eyes. She does what normal teenagers do, but you handle that because sure. you know that's the way they're supposed to behave.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth, a little pouty here and there, but the, what, 11-year-old isn't going to be a little pouty once in a while?
Sure, normal.
But I'm talking nothing major, and I'm talking traveling through United Express again, you know, the, in the land of pure suck, mm-hmm. where you're, you know, with commuter air, which has just turned into, you know, the most incompetent group of people in the world who are all demoralized. Moralized because they're dealing with all the crap, and it was what I expected it would be, not yes. on the first leg, but coming home, they sure didn't let me down.
No. Oh, well, that's good. That's when you want it to be bad.
You know, it's really gotten to the point where you go to an airport, and you are you fly, your plane's on time, and you get your luggage at mm-hmm. the other end, and you're going, hey, wow. bonus, party.
Miracle. Yeah.
That's what it's really become.
Sure, uh-huh. you just want what you pay for.
Right. But above and beyond all this, it was just 10 days where I'm going to need some psychotherapy. I'm going to need it from you guys.
We're here.
I'm going to need it from our listening audience.
They're here.
Because it's just, you know, and I say it, Rob, I do say it because maybe that's there in my head. It's just me.
No.
It's just me.
It's not you.
Not entirely.
Well, all right,
maybe it's partially Kathy.
Also on the program today.
Kathy O'Mara.
A lot. Kathy, no, I'm letting Kathy off the hook.
Was she pouty?
No. Nope. Kathy, I let Kathy off the hook.
And, of course, your mother is without
it's the
blame.
Men. It's the men in the family.
Really? The O'Mara men?
The O'Mara men. There are now three. The partially men.
That's kind of a first. I recalled you always being vexed by yeah. all the women in your family.
I'll get to it. There's
right.
a lot
well,
to cover
sure,
here.
Sure.
This
my
is
family.
This is new ground.
I wrote these notes as I do often and very early in the morning.
Does it say help me?
Early in my sleepless night.
You don't have to press that hard on the pen.
I put, my family makes me feel small. That's what I put in parentheses. one cousin doesn't recognize me. Mother
oh,
wants
dear.
Me to pick up things. Brother-in-law, nephew, and niece. Husband very tight. That might be part of the problem.
Oh.
I feel like an outsider. This all could be me. I'm not sure.
No, it, that's them know, talking.
Might very well be me. I'm not sure.
That's them talking.
But let me mention what we have coming up on the show. If you have traveled or you're planning to travel, we're going to scare you a little bit today.
Oh, sure. It's what we do. We
have attaboy, Mike.
Former NTSB investigator and aviation expert Greg Feith will be on the show. Greg Feith, for years and years and years, I think he did it up until 2001.
Wow.
He was the one of the chief investigators, the man on the scene for almost every air disaster anywhere.
He knows and, stories.
What
you
a,
know,
what a fun job.
Recently, you know, I'm going to have to ask him about that, if it got in his head at all, because I would think it
God,
would at a certain
tough.
Point.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you're also, I think when somebody goes through something like that, a family member, you lose somebody, you want that closure, and it's a guy like this that does that. So he's going to be, but primarily he's going to be talking about what's happened recently where they've had some close calls up at JFK. A
couple of them.
You
yeah.
know, with a couple of close calls with air traffic control, so right. he'll be talking about that. Also, another guy that you might have seen on A&E, Psychic Kids, Children of the Paranormal, Chip Coffee,
Ooh.
Will be here. This is a, this guy is,
Hi,
that's
Mike.
His name.
I'm Chip Coffee.
Oh. You know, I'm now, of course, here we go.
The memories come
here
flooding
I go.
Back.
Yes, digressions aplenty.
Do you have a memory of Chip Coffee?
No, but I do have a memory of, in Bar Harbor, Maine, the greatest ice cream flavor that I have ever enjoyed.
And it wasn't
in my
Chip
life.
Coffee.
It was not Chip Coffee, but it brought that memory back.
The flavor was called Outsider, and it made you feel at home.
Coconut macadamia nut.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about coconut ice cream is amazing. When done right.
Greatest.
Well,
no it pineapple. Was so, and it's got, and I mean, it's got chunks of the macadamia nuts in mm-hmm. it almost in every bite,
mm-hmm.
and it had also chunks of white chocolate.
Oh, nice.
But I mean, let me tell you, when you're putting on all the weight you lost before your vacation.
I know you didn't.
I did not. Good
weigh,
for you.
Weigh in right now. Let's get it. I want to get yeah. this out of the way, and I'm not going to be bitter or jealous or anything. I'm going to say, Rob, congratulations. I'm proud of you. I wish I had a microphone button.
Check it out. 23 pounds.
23 pounds.
That's very nice.
Now, my weight loss was not as rapid during vacation because
right,
I did have some beer.
Good for you.
Well, see, I knew you were. You said you were going
to
do that.
To.
You
I had to.
It.
I did. And, but I stayed on the program pretty good.
Well, I'm very happy.
So thank you, Physicians Weight Loss Center.
There it is. They're paying him to lose weight. Might be jumping on that bandwagon myself pretty
looking,
soon.
Looking good.
Do they let you exercise when you're on it? If I went to them and I was already exercising, would they let me jump on?
Only no. If they found out you were exercising, you would be excused from the program, and you would keep. They would keep your money.
It's frowned upon.
No, it is. They what happens is they design your diet.
All right, thanks, John from Winchester. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are
I
you?
I feel like an outsider now, Mike.
Hi, John. How
I
are
feel
you?
Your pain.
Rob was just starting to talk about his diet. Go ahead, John.
Mike, I want to say welcome back. It's really a pleasure, and I enjoyed your repeats last week, but it's always nice to hear your friendly voice live again.
Well, we've decided to come back for a few weeks and entertain you some more.
You know, Buzz is back, too.
I hope you had a wonderful time on your vacation.
Thank you, I did.
Today's my birthday.
Oh, it's your birthday, John. How old are you? How young are you today?
65 today.
65.
Hey,
God bless you.
Congratulations.
You know what? I'll give you a T-shirt. It. You're a good old man. We'll put you on hold, John. I'll give you a Mike O'Mara Show T-shirt. There you go. Let's go to Kurt in somewhere in the wilds of Northern California.
Mike,
yes, Rob.
Welcome back.
Rob, right back at you.
Thank you.
Buzz, did I mention welcome back to you, too?
Shh, I'm not here.
How is Kansas?
Kansas-y.
Good. Good stuff.
Kurt, it's black and white.
In NorCal. I love NorCal. Isn't it NoCal?
Yeah, it would be NoCal. Yeah. Well, that's iced tea.
NoCal. Kurt, you're on the air. Hello.
Mikey.
Hey, baby.
And hey, welcome back. I waited 10 days for this moment. I'm glad you're back, man. I'm sorry if you had a bad vacation. Mine was bad because I didn't have any live Mike O'Mara radio.
You know what? It was not necessarily bad, Kurt, and I want to purge my soul a little bit, so let me get right to it. All right. I really can't say that there were any specific moments where, you know, it was a disaster.
Good.
I'm just wondering why I wasn't, more happy.
So
I'm
it was
wondering
more like
why...
a slow, dull pain.
All right.
As opposed to like a stabbing, shooting pain.
I said I wanted to role play with you.
Yeah.
Okay. The fact is...
You
that,
queen.
Thank you. But I got to do this.
Okay.
All right. The fact is I own a place, a summer place, with six other family members. Okay. Thank you. Now, you know this. God damn it. I'm trying to be serious here.
To be supportive.
I know.
You can't do it with him in the room.
I'll be serious.
This is what's known as a multi-generational home.
Right.
This is something that on a textbook level does not necessarily work.
Mm-hmm.
And I've purged myself to a certain extent on the old show. I've made reference to this. But what it is I have ownership, partial ownership,
mm-hmm.
with my sister and my cousins, five of them. And so there's seven of us total that own this house. When I get up there, it seems every year, somebody's buying like another piece of property. But meanwhile, the one that we all own kind of just sits there.
Right.
And we can't get together and figure out a way to get it, repaired and get the stuff done that needs to be done. Meanwhile,
let
every year I
question.
Go up there. Just let me finish this, please. I don't want to be uptight with you, Rob, but just let me finish this.
I understand.
Every year when I go up there, it seems that another family member has purchased their own little corner of the world up there.
Their own summer place.
You know, because they all live a little closer than I do, and
right.
and that's fine. And, hey, more power to them.
Yeah.
But it just seems to me that when I see this every year, even though I'm happy for them, and in this particular case it was two members of the family,
wow.
who I love. I love I truly do.
Okay.
Love my sister, happy for her. She got a little corner of the world up there, and my cousin Teddy's my favorite cousin, and he's got a little corner of the world. But I go into my place, you know, that we're all supposed to be sharing, and it's kind of like, what is it, the clubhouse? So I go in to this vacation with just a teeny tiny chip on my shoulder.
Oh, boy.
Now,
I'm just a little bit, wait, are people concerned about this already? Richard, I'm fine.
Hey, Mike?
Yes, I'm here.
I just wanted to tell you are smart enough, you're talented enough, Josh Garnett. People like you.
Thank you so much.
Now,
I appreciate
it. Let me look at this situation a little bit, Mike, because I've heard your trials and tribulations through the years. One thing you've never discussed.
I'm so glad to be back on the radio. I never thought. I
Welcome
swear to
home,
God,
Mike.
I used to love vacations. It's different now.
Welcome now you here. Dread them?
I don't know. It's not that I dread them. I just feel
them.
Bad about purging.
No, you mustn't feel bad. But this is something I don't think has ever been established. This multi-generational house. How big is it?
It's big.
So there's enough bedrooms that everyone can sort of hang there,
Walton-esque.
And it's okay.
Well, you've got a lot of different family members, and they have kids now, and they're getting to the age where their kids are going to have kids.
Uh-oh.
And, I don't think anybody's in that situation right now. Not that I know of.
But I'm guessing,
kidding, of course.
I'm guessing because, I spent up until a couple of years ago in a multi-generational house in
right.
my family.
Yes. Right.
And
constantly.
Even though you want it to be your home and you do everything you can to make it your home, and that's how you want it to be because you own a seventh of it, does it remain like a family clubhouse?
Yeah.
And the meeting place?
Yeah.
And so you, since you're staying there because that's what
you're
you've got.
You're staying there for your allotted week.
Uh-huh. Right. and then everyone still shows up, you don't have privacy.
No, no, no. That's not the situation we have. I have complete privacy. Oh. But when you mention the family clubhouse, this is not a winterized place. This is specifically for summertime.
Okay.
And it's a very, very nice place. It's very old, and it requires a lot of refurbishing to get it back in the shape that it once was. What my frustration is, and everybody, that the only thing that we focus on is getting our weeks straight. So the only thing that's done right now at this stage, you know, my sister has tried, my cousin Ted has tried, they've made a valiant effort to try to get everybody together, and now it's just gone again.
Right.
And this has been 20, 25 years of this,
okay,
where this has been going on, and you're sitting there and nothing changes. Nothing changes. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that shares certain properties with a family, you know, where you're all in on it together. And then nothing really makes any progress. And now you're getting the family more extended. And so my feeling is, you know, pee or get off the pot here, you know, either unload it or fix it up or, you know, or have some sort of.
Right.
But there is no structure to do that. So it's kind of insane right now.
And there's no advantage.
And it just gets me pissed off when even before I get off the plane up there, I'm in a bad mood about this.
Well, trust me, I understand. I know what this is like. Now, would there be any advantage or even a possibility of other family members, I hate to break it down to this level, buying out their sevenths? So there's.
Yeah, I suppose. No, no, it can't be done like
really.
That. Really? If you walk away, you can walk away, but you walk away.
And
nobody wants to do that
either. Of course, why would you?
Nobody wants to
do
that. Do
you find that those family members acquiring their own individual summer places are maybe not contributing
as much? Well, the two that did it were the people that contributed the most, and now I think they went finally because nobody else was stepping up to the plate.
Right.
And it's just, it's frustrating because it's a wonderful spot. I love bringing my kids up there. And it's very, very sad and very frustrating for me. And I vent here. And I probably shouldn't vent here.
No, you should.
I should. But, I mean, I have vented to the family and everybody's vented. And we all talk, and nothing happens.
Right.
And it's like, you know, if we were a corporation, you know, the corporation would have
the O'Mara
perished.
Corporation.
You know, well, that's in a way that's gone by the wards also, please. But that's another story in itself. But otherwise, it was nice going up there. It was nice being with my family, with my kids.
Sure.
But it just makes me mad. And I have a reputation of being, you know, kind of flying off the handle. Anybody that listens to this show can understand what that's all about. Because I do, because I get frustrated, and I don't think you just sit on your hands and pretend everything's hunky-dory when
action.
Things are not.
Yeah.
But I'm the, and believe it or not, at my advanced age, I am the youngest person in this family. And yes, that should tell you where we all are.
Little Mike.
I mean, you know, we don't get this thing fixed. It's going to be, you know, who's going to go into the ground
house.
First
right.
without anything being fixed.
Well,
but I swear to God, being the youngest in the family, it puts you behind the eight ball because you grew up with these people and you don't carry as big a stick as some of the older people might carry.
And a thing that I think you're probably going through, I'm just guessing here, but I remember it, is with family, especially in a situation like that, when there's, you know, relationships of the family and also history and heritage at play, you don't like anybody, but you love everybody.
Yeah.
And no matter what you do, you can hate them, but you still love them, and that makes it harder.
Here's
the
plan.
I almost said the word. I swear
but
to
it
God.
But it is.
It is so effed up. It is so effed up. And you know what it is? And you know this because you've got a large family. Buzz, you don't have a large extended family.
No,
no, but he has cats.
He's got cats. But what this is the
cats
land.
Cats own a third of his house.
And anybody that does this, and when you go away on family vacations with other people involved, this is the land of game playing.
Oh.
This is the land of game playing that can be allowed and has flourished over the years because you're not in a real world situation.
Right.
If you were in a real world situation, you'd say, excuse me, you know, shut the F up or talk to my attorney.
Right.
Well, you can't do that in a family situation.
And can anyone,
not to maintain harmony.
And can anyone push your buttons like a blood relative?
No.
No one can.
No.
They can drive you nutser faster
because
than anybody.
This is what I get. This is what I, seriously, and my God bless my 88-year-old mom. God bless love her. But this is what I get. Oh, please. Please, dear. Please, dear. Don't do this. Please don't.
And that ends it.
And really what it is, please don't be you. Don't ruin everybody. And that's what it is.
Yeah.
And what do you say to that? What do you say to an 88-year-old woman who's saying that to you, you know, that brought you into this world? She goes, please don't, you know, try to let everybody enjoy because you're the one that always makes a stink about. Yeah, I make a stink because there hasn't been one effing thing done for 20 years.
Next summer, Rob and I and Beth Ann go with you.
You know what? I'll bring you up there.
We buy our part of the house and we squeeze out your family.
I will bring you guys up there.
Silent partnership of some sort?
No, but I've got the week up there. There's plenty of room for everybody. I'll bring you up there. I will bring you up there. I will show you this place and you're going to go, wow.
I got a bitching set of tools.
Seriously, if both you guys came up to this place, you would wake up in the morning, you'd walk out and you'd go, oh my God.
Wow, cool.
And nobody's getting together on this?
And there's Mike with a chainsaw.
Well, that pine tree should come down. Let's go to Bruce, Spokane, Washington. Hello, Bruce.
Mike, I got two words for you.
Okay.
Jewish lightning.
Oh, you've made him choke on his water.
No. That's another situation. But anyway,
seriously,
I can't do that
either.
Is it
insured?
Accidents
happen.
I pay for insurance every year.
You pay for 1/7 of the insurance.
You know what?
Houses burn.
Oh, my God. You'd lose so much. I mean, it's sad. It's a drag.
It is.
But that's not – other than that, I go in with a chip on my shoulder, and perhaps I was not the most sweetness and light person to be around all week long. But I tried to make the best of it, and I had moments of happiness. And
good.
Just occasionally when the cocktails would be flowing, I would be kind of very open in my feeling about dissatisfaction.
Well,
and perhaps
good.
I'm a little bitter that these other family members are getting their own chunk of the world up there. But meanwhile, our place that we own collectively sits there and crumbles.
Who are you speaking to while the cocktails were flowing? And
Mommy.
Oh, okay.
And Carla.
Dear, please.
After the kid.
Please,
yeah, and that's not fair to her.
No.
Because she's not involved with it anymore, so she doesn't do that.
You've already edged her out.
Oh, God. I swear to God, we have to take a break, but I have to go on with this. This is the venting that I needed to do.
Sure.
This is what was inside of my soul for the entire 10 days was up there. This was the frustration, and I don't want to be bitter.
No.
To the family members that have places up there, because more power to them.
Right.
If I was going to be up there and I was older and I was going to get a chance to spend more time up there, I'd probably do the same thing. Because where everybody goes, where you get to, your week, here's your week.
Your week.
That's it. And then it's done. And then you come back another year.
What
and you do
need
it.
To do are subtle things to make them not want to, be there. Like, what if you littered the place with pictures of yourself?
You know what?
Huge oil paintings of yourself?
Dude, you're doomed. You're doomed.
You can't win?
No, the game. The game is played. The game is played where, you do anything really significant. Like, I bought some chairs up there.
Okay.
I put some chairs
on
the porch.
You bastard!
No, you joke.
What were you thinking?
There have been moments where things have been brought in to improve the place, and it was like, oh, that destroys the character of, I'm talking about wallpaper falling off the walls.
You're gone mad?
Because you don't want to replace that because it's vintage or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's falling off the walls. If it's vintage, then restore it or something like
that. Do something.
That.
Glue
I feel
it
like
back.
I'm going to have an aneurysm. I'm getting
don't
it
do
off.
That.
I'm sorry.
Let
I know
slowly.
I was on vacation, ladies and gentlemen. I know I should
Sounds
be rested.
Like
I know I should be ready to go. But this is what I dealt with. And when you have a lot. And you know what? And I also, yes, I was.
Deep breath.
I was the baby of the family. And I still feel that. But you know what? Here's the good news. And I'll talk about this when we come back from the break. When we come back, I'll talk about my best night there.
Oh.
Because, the nice thing about new generations, you have a problem with one generation, it might be your own.
Right.
Move on down to the line.
That's sure. Right.
Move on. And they kind of see eye to eye with old Uncle Mike about this, which is good. But, of course, that's a bad thing, too, because they're the kids. Of course, he's getting along with the kids. They don't have any responsibility.
Yeah, but you're forming a strong alliance.
Forming alliances. Sure.
Here's the thing.
When everyone else is in wheelchairs, you'll have the youth.
This is another thing where I might be completely dysfunctional as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
I do tend to... As you guys know, I track pretty well with younger people than me. I don't necessarily, my own age group.
Men and women.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that went well, too. I think Carla had a good time, hopefully.
Good.
She's still up there?
She's not.
You brought her home.
She's back at work.
That's fantastic.
Where she's happy, too, I'm sure. But lots more to come. I will talk a little bit about my experience. Only one major scene on the plane.
Well, that's good.
On the way coming up. But I think I made everybody proud around me. Although you don't get patted on the back.
No.
People don't shake your hand. But you just have to take that silent knowledge that they are with you. And I think you'll understand where I'm coming from when I come back.
I look forward to hearing it.
Also, we'll have our very first buzz of the day. And a little bit later on, we're going going to be playing a brief little game for you. If you were around fireworks on the 4th of July.
Ah, yeah.
I was.
This is a way that you can win cash and valuable prizes on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Get that
so,
hand
you know,
fixed.
I got that one purge out of my system, and I'm feeling better already.
You turned a little red. I was concerned, but I think you're better now. Deep breaths. It's all about the deep breaths.
Food was good, too. Enjoyed the food immensely. I really had a wonderful time.
I ate too much
lobsters?
And, of course, you two, didn't you go away also?
Yes, briefly.
And your vacations were superlative?
Yeah, big bowl of okay.
I know yours was, and I know you're very happy with your wife again.
Mine was fine. Carrie wasn't there for the whole time. Carrie was there for the last couple days.
That's good. All you have to do, I wish this was TV. Look at Rob's face, all in the faces. But we are delighted, and I mean delighted to get back.
Yay.
We're going to have lots of information coming up about our official breakout party that we're going to invite all of you together to come out and join us for with the Buzz Babes and everybody else.
Yay.
I mean, we're going to have it all ready to go with the uniforms, the ladies, and all that. And, of course, we're continuing the great tradition of BYOB Fridays on the show.
So, cool.
Gentlemen, drink your buttermilk getting prepared for the Friday broadcast. We'll come back with our very first Buzz, and I'll tell you about my little incident on the airplane when we return on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.